name was Karen Susie. They called her Carrie Sue. She walked into the drugstore, 20 bucks, worn out shoes. Pulled out her driver's license and put the 20 down. She bought a box of Susie's, was smurfing in T-Town. Look at this poor woman, and you might think she's trash, because of how she's dressed and because of how she acts. But the one you think is trash, she is loved by the sun. He is the great physician, and the sick, they need one. Carrie, so she's not like you, but then maybe she is. She struggles with her temper and handling her kids. Jesus knows the feeling of the pain behind her eyes, and prays that she'll receive him before the day she dies. She grew up in a trailer and wasn't real well fed. At night she lost her mama in the stepdaddy's bed. At night she cried for mama. At night she was abused. She told that man to stop it, the evil man refused. One sword and love to fight him, she never would undress. So then he turned her over to OKDHS. She never was adopted, but oftentimes she moved from house to house in Tulsa, no home for Carrie Sue. Carrie was in high school, hung crystals in her car. Now crystals, well, she smokes them, and they turned into scars. She got a hold of ice first, then ice got hold of her. She got much more than planned for when drawn into the Lord. Got tattoos on her fingers, got tattoos on her thighs. A tragic look of sadness now fills her bloodshot eyes. She should have been a sooner cowgirl or hurricane, but little Carrie Sue went to methamphetamine. Now Carrie Sue, she's not like you, but then maybe she is. She struggles with her temper and handling her kids. Jesus knows the feeling of the pain behind her eyes, and prays that she'll receive him before the day she dies. You may know about the Bible and may have read it through, and if you did, you may know that Jesus died for you. But if you read it closely, then you would also know that Jesus came to save her. He died for Carrie Sue. You may not understand all this talk about the sun, so read Luke chapter 4, verse 18 through 21. The Lord anointed him to bring good news to the poor. His name is the Good Shepherd. The Shepherd is the Lord. Carrie Sue lay crying, her life about to end. She got the greatest blessing, she found her first true friend. That friend told her about Jesus, led Carrie to the Lord. She gave her heart to Jesus, walked through the open door. She finally was adopted, a daughter of the King. And once she had found Jesus, she found everything. Her kids lived in a good home with folks who brought them in. They loved them and they taught them as children of the King. Carrie Sue was not like you, but then maybe she was. She came to faith, repented, and all of that because Jesus took her sins away. She heard the shepherd's voice. Angels left her joy and praise. The angels did rejoice. Now care. Mary's with her Maker, who gave her a new name of purity and honor. He took away her shame. They mocked her with a nickname and made fun of her teeth. God crowned her with a new name, a promise and a wreath. Next time you're in the drugstore and see somebody used, tell her that Jesus loves her. You're sent by Carrie Sue, and maybe you will reach her and be that precious friend who'll bring the love of Jesus and take her children in. And if you come in mercy to help someone who's used, tell her Jesus loves her. You're sent by Jesus too. Tell her Jesus loves her. You're sent by Jesus too. Tell her Jesus loves her. You're sent by Jesus too.